I promised you an interview, and joining me on the line is Justin Meyer, who is the Vice President of HMD Global, talking to us about the Nokia 3310. A very good morning to you, Justin.
Good morning, Abs, and great to be able to chat to you and your listeners in Cape Town.
Justin, I mean, the 3310, the original, you just simply could not destroy it. I mean, it was officially the weapon of mass destruction. It destroyed things instead of it getting destroyed. And then Nokia decide, you know what, we're going to relaunch it. Of all cell phones, why the 3310?
Well, Abs, it truly was an iconic device, and I don't think you can come across consumers who don't remember it. It's probably also the most meme device out there, and I think even Chuck Norris is happy to hear that we're bringing it back. But to be honest, it wasn't really us who said we were going to bring this back. It was the fans who begged us to bring it back. So that is why we decided to do this, and we've received the most amazing reception globally. You know, you hear of high-end premium devices going on pre-order before they are launched. And I don't know when last we heard of a feature phone in the Nokia 3310 that has gone on pre-order for consumers who are so desperate to get their hands on a device like this again.
And talking to that, I mean, from the public response, what are some of the features that, you know, the 3310, the new one has? I mean, if I remember in the old days, that 3310, I mean, battery life, oh my goodness. It lasted forever and ever. And durability. I mean, this thing dropped from the second floor. You go pick it up, light it on, let's do this. So what are some of the features that you've kept?
Yeah, we definitely have kept all those features. And in fact, we've actually improved some of those features. We've increased the talk time by about 10 times. So it has 22 hours of talk time. So I can literally talk to you for another 22 hours on the device. It's got 31 days standby time. We've added a 2-megapixel camera. And of course, we have kept Snake. Everybody here remembers the 3310 for consuming many hours playing Snake and trying to get a higher score than what you had.
Snake. Sorry, you said Snake. Brings back memories. Aish.
Exactly.
So is it still in there?
Exactly. It's still there.
Ah,
it's still
wonderful.
There. So you can challenge all your friends with the game.
Top
well.
Scores. Hey, I remember back in time, the top scores. We had to get those top scores. But it's my understanding also that, I mean, you're also launching the Nokia 3. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, we actually had our launch this week here in Johannesburg, and we have announced the Nokia 3, the Nokia 5, and the Nokia 6. And we are so excited to bring these to consumers. And we've received a great reception. The Nokia 6 has launched in China earlier this year. A great response from consumers around that. And I think what really makes us different is that we have decided to bring Nokia and Android together, which is, again, something that our fans have been begging us to do. And now that is coming to consumers. But not only are we going to be running Android, we are running a pure version of Android. Nothing added on, no layers, no skins. It is the purest version of Android that makes your device the most secure Android device out there.
You know, listening to you, Justin, every time you mention something, you always talk about, you know, the feedback that you're getting from the people. And I'm sort of getting the feel that, I mean, everything that you've done up until here is primarily based on what people were saying they want.
You're so right in saying that, Abs. I mean, one of the pain points that we asked consumers before we designed and crafted the devices was, what are the pain points that you currently have with devices? And consumers told us they hate buying a device that has apps on that they can't get rid of. They don't know what these apps are for. It chews their data. It chews their battery. It takes up storage space. And that's one of the benefits of running pure Android. There's no apps that you can't get rid of. You turn the device on, it's a clean screen, literally with Google services, and you put the apps that you want on your device. With also running pure Android, our commitment to Google and to consumers is that we will push the security updates every single month to make sure that your device is the most secure Android device out there.
It is 16 minutes past 9. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. We are chatting to Justin Meyer, who is the Vice President of HMD Global, talking to us about the new 3310. And Justin, talking to that, we've got a caller, Eddie in Mitchell's Plain. A very good morning to you, Eddie.
Morning there. I've got two old models, the 3310s, and I need to know, how do we upgrade them, and have you got space for these older models?
Please do listen on the radio, Eddie. Thank you so much for the question. Justin, on your side?
Eddie, thanks for the question, and it's amazing to see how many people are bringing out their old 3310s. I mean, that device is probably about 10 years old. Unfortunately, the devices aren't upgradable. We are running a slightly different version of software, and it's just amazing that the devices are still going and still in use 10 years later.
I'm telling you, those things, they're strong. But talking about the phone, though, where is it available and how much will it cost our consumers?
Well, the Nokia 3310 and the Nokia 3 have just hit shelves. I think we have been surprised by, you know, they're hitting the shelves and they're being sold immediately. So people are putting their names down to put an order through. We will be selling the devices through our partners, through the operator stores, through the retail channels. And the 3310 will probably retail for around 699 Rand. And the Nokia 3 will retail for about 2,199 Rand.
Justin, thank you so much for joining us on the show. And, I mean, your parting words perhaps to our listeners?
I think it's just a great opportunity for Nokia phones and South African consumer. And we're really excited to delight our consumers again. And wishing all of you well in Cape Town here from Johannesburg. And hopefully you get some rain as well.
Thank you so much, Justin. A very good morning to you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.